Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 20, 1805. The Nez Perce. Emerging from the high mountains, Lewis's group is detained until 10 o'clock trying to round up all the horses. So Lewis takes this opportunity to observe and record a number of birds common to the area. He sees thrushes, woodpeckers, several kinds of jays, flickers and grouse, a majority of which are unknown to science at this time. He also identifies some shrubs and trees nearby, huckleberry, varieties of honeysuckle, and a western red cedar known as arborvitae. Lewis's entry today tells of their descent from the mountains.
We had proceeded about 2 miles when we found the greater part of a horse which Captain Clark had met with and killed for us. He informed me by note that he should proceed as fast as possible to the level country which lay to the southwest of us, which we discovered from the heights of the mountains on the 19th. There he intended to hunt until our arrival. At 1 o'clock we halted on a small branch running to the left, and made a hearty meal on our horse beef, much to the comfort of our hungry stomachs. Here I learned that one of the pack horses, with his load, was missing, and immediately dispatched Baptiste Lepage, who had charge of him, to search for him. He returned at 3 o'clock without the horse. The load of the horse was of considerable value, consisting of merchandise and all of my stock of winter clothing. I therefore dispatched 2 of my best woodsmen in search of him and proceeded with the party. Captain Meriwether Lewis, September 20, 1805.
Clark, for his part, tells the story of his encounter with a summer camp of Nez Perce Indians and their hospitality to his party, which almost did them in.
Proceeded on through a beautiful country for 3 miles to a small plain in which I found many Indian lodges. At the distance of 1 mile from the lodges, I met 3 Indian boys. When they saw me, ran and hid themselves in the grass. I dismounted, gave my gun and horse to one of the men, searched in the grass and found 2 of the boys, gave them small pieces of ribbon and sent them forward to the village. Soon after, a man came out to meet me with great caution, and conducted us to a large, spacious lodge, which he told me, by sign, was the lodge of his great chief, who had set out 3 days previously with all the warriors of the nation to war, on a southwest direction, and would return in 15 to 18 days. Those people gave us a small piece of buffalo meat, some dried salmon, berries, and roots in different states, some round and much like an onion, which they call quamish. The bread or cake is called pashiko sweet. Of this they make bread and soup. They also gave us the bread made of this root, all of which we ate heartily. They call themselves choponish, or pierced noses. I find myself very unwell all the evening from eating the fish and roots too freely. Sent out the hunters, they killed nothing. Captain William Clark, September 20, 1805.
The quamish root Clark mentions is now commonly called camas, a member of the lily family, then new to science. Indians came to this area in early autumn from as far away as the Pacific coast to harvest these camas roots, a staple in their diets. Tomorrow, hunting and gathering.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.